That was totally my fault. I have a fat lip and a sore elbow.
Excuses, excuses. For those of you...
Thursday.
Thursday, right. For those of you tuning in late, maybe you didn't get to hear the beginning of the show, Wendy's playing with pain today.
I slipped on the ice last night. The parking lot I was in was...
You play for the Vancouver Canucks. People may not be aware of that. A defenseman for the Vancouver Canucks.
I'm not kidding you. That's what it felt like.
I bet.
I had, like... I'm wearing my ugly winter boots that have decent traction on them, and I was walking like Tim Conway's character.
Mr. Tudball.
Thank you, because there's been some discrepancy over that, too, but you're right.
Yeah.
And I just as I got to my car, I slipped, and I fell right on my elbow. It's super sore.
Which elbow do you usually favor, your left or your right?
My right.
Your right one?
Because I'm right-handed.
Mm-hmm. So you're also right-elbowed.
Well, yeah, because if I'm flipping somebody off,
you want to use that right elbow.
It goes quicker than the other one.
Yep.
So that's I'm injured.
You don't do the flip off where you pump your arm, you take your fist from one hand and you pump your arm, and then you make the.
No,
you don't do that.
They just do that in movies.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to do that in real life.
There are so many proper ways to flip someone off, and so many non-proper ways, like.
Do you ever do the read between the lines one where you hold up three fingers and you go read between the lines?
Are we back in grade school today? Can you hear it? I'll turn it up.
Oh, that's a good one, too. I like that one, too. How about the one where you catch it out of the air and you give it to the other person? Did you ever see that one where you like you're floating around and you catch the middle finger?
No.
That's a good one.
I will use that tonight.
That's the lightning bug. That's a good one.
Wow.
There's a bunch of
them. It's called the lightning bug?
Yeah.
I never witnessed that.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's also one where you're like...
Cranking it up.
Yeah, you're moving a crank and that makes your middle finger go
out. You are just filled with them, aren't you?
Oh, there's so many.
Well, so I hurt my right elbow and I'm right elbowed.
Yes, I am available to speak at schools for people who are curious.
And churches.
Church groups. Yeah, whatever you need.
And then I got home and Conan was in the crate for a few hours while we were out and he was so excited to see me. I bent down to pet him. He jumped up to lick me and I got a fat lip.
Ugh, what a horrible night for you.
Everything
you tried to do ended in disaster.
I'm serious. It was in the span of about 8 minutes, 8 to 12 minutes, all this happened.
If you're going to have horrible things happen, you got to spread it out. Like one day have something bad and then the next day later on have something. Not all together like that.
Yeah, that's so bad. I'm playing injured today.
Were you a game time decision?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you came in.
I was never not coming in.
I'm glad you came in. Did you hear Steve Grzanich this morning? Steve Grzanich does the news on the morning show, on Steve Cochran show. He said that the company that makes Sweethearts, not Sweet Tarts, but Sweethearts, will not be producing them this Valentine's Day season. They were bought by the Necco Corporation, maker of Necco Communion wafers. And this is the first year since biblical times that they will not make hearts that say stuff like, be mine and too good to be forgotten, those kind of things.
Isn't that a Prince song?
I think it is a Prince song. Did Prince steal that from Sweethearts or did they steal it from Prince? I'm not sure which happened first.
I find it funny that you do have to clarify Sweethearts.
Not Sweet Tarts.
Because those are good.
Still, oh.
Sweethearts.
The only bad thing about Sweethearts is that in their heyday, when they were at the top of the candy pile, every packet contained four, and now it's three, and sometimes two.
I know, that's unacceptable.
That's not enough.
It sure isn't.
You need more.
But the Sweethearts.
Not tarts, Wendy, right?
Right.
Hearts, yeah.
Have never been good.
Oh, nobody likes them, but you don't want them to not be made.
I don't care. I haven't purchased them in probably 10 years.
It's the craziest thing. Whenever I have accidentally had one, you just go, well, this is unpleasant. This doesn't taste good. It tastes like it's chalk. You're eating chalk.
Chalk tastes better.
Chalk is a little bit better and better for you. But you still, you go, but it's there's one there. I'm going to eat it. And the worst one is the white one. They didn't even try to have flavor in that one.
Wasn't that kind of wintergreeny?
No, the green one is wintergreeny. Purple's grape. Red is strawberry. The white is just, it is chalk flavored. They didn't even mess with you. They just go, yes, it tastes like chalk because it is chalk.
The only thing I used them for is when the kids were little and I made cupcakes or something, you'd put them on there. Yes. It was mainly for decoration.
Yeah.
The kids would eat them, but they didn't look like they were enjoying it.
Nobody liked them.
In fact, I should have told the kids that all candy tastes like that because then they'd never eat candy again.
That would have been brilliant.
I know.
You would have sworn your kids off candy for a lifetime.
But it's sad that this is the first year in, what, like 40-some years or longer than that?
Something like that.
But they're going to be back next year?
Right. Which that just means they're lying to us. Because if they can make them next year, they can make them this year.
Well, I'm not going to miss them. And quite honestly, I don't think they should waste their money bringing them back.
No. But what about those messages, those beautiful little messages of love that they give on them?
Just text it to your loved one.
Right. Right.
Or better yet, say it in person.
The funny
be
thing
mine.
Is, the message, it's always stuff like that.
I can't remember be what the mine. Messages were.
Like that would win somebody over. Meh. I didn't really like her, but then she gave me that green piece of chalk that said, be mine, and then we got married.
Wouldn't that be a tale to tell?
Yeah.
Sweetheart conversations. True love.
I think you can buy some that say dirty things on them, too. I think they're made by a different company, but I'm almost sure I saw... You know, I frequent novelty shops, Wendy.
Yes, I know that.
When I'm done from work here, I go to a novelty shop. I like to spend time at a novelty shop. And I think you could get a roll of them that said really perverse things for about the same amount of money, but the same... No, like no taste in two different ways. They didn't taste good, and they didn't have any taste. You know what I meant?
Yes, I know what you meant.
Yeah.
Here are some of them. Me and you.
Are these the dirty ones or the regular ones?
No, I'm not going dirty on this.
All right.
That's wrong.
But aren't you curious to know what the dirty messages say a little bit?
I have my brain. I know what they would say.
All right.
Necco, the original producer, went out of business, and then the Spangler Candy Company bought them. So they said once they took over, they didn't have time to get them out by this Valentine's Day.
They're lying. They have plenty of time.
I don't think there's a crazy mix that goes into these candies. I think it is just chalk.
You put chalk in a machine, and you write a little note on it,
and
you're done. Are they not going to be called Necco wafers anymore? Are they going to be called Spangler wafers? Because I can't accept that. Those should always be called Necco wafers.
I think they're done. They're not there anymore.
Somebody just sent me a pack. A listener just sent me some.
Didn't
you see them in the office? Well, thank you, Wendy.
Fax me.
Do they have one that says fax me?
Yeah, there's the sweethearts.
What was that from?
Conversation hearts.
Fax me.
Send
me a telegram. Send me a smoke signal.
It should be text me, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Fax me.
Fax me. That's no wonder nobody's eating them. That's dated. That's disappointing.
I wish I could find some place that has all the ones, because it was too good to be forgotten or something like that.
It was the number two and then the letter B and then again two. Yeah, much like a Prince title. Very much like a Prince. I think Prince was probably influenced by those as a young performer.
Oh, I agree.
And then he started naming his songs like Sweethearts.
I just want a list of all them. You have dirty ones, too.
I want should I find the dirty ones for you? I could leave out whatever word or part of the phrase is offensive.
I always like when you have to self-edit.
Yeah. I'll find some of those.
Be mine, kiss me, call me, let's get busy.
Now, that one's borderline.
Yeah, miss
that
you.
That one's ridiculous. What should I Google to find these? I can't think of what I could possibly Google.
Dirty Valentine's Day Sweethearts candy.
Dirty Sweethearts candy. You think that'll work?
We'll see. This is how it changed. I have, like, going back many years of what it had on and what... Oh, my God. These are lame. 1998, You Go Girl... was on one of the hearts.
Yeah. That still holds up.
Then 1999, You Rock, Let's Do Lunch.
Yeah.
As If. Really?
Those are great.
Yeah, Right was 98. Are they just quoting things from Wayne's World?
I think they are. Wendy, I got to be honest. The dirty ones are very disappointing.
They're not that dirty, are they?
Some of them are all right.
Whiz Kid. That would be perfect for you. Weren't you on the Whiz Kid show?
I was on Quiz Kids.
Oh, sorry.
Not Whiz Kids.
I would change it.
All right. Do you want the kind of dirty ones or the really dirty ones?
Well, obviously, you can't say the really dirty ones on the air.
I could leave out a key. I could leave out part of it.
First of all, are these for sale? Can you purchase these?
Yeah, you can get these currently. So they have... Well, these are interesting. These are ones that are written. These are just Japanese characters. I should get those for people. I don't know what to say. It's the symbol for prosperity. Good luck to you, I would just say. All right, so these are the ones I've got.
That would be funny.
I think they are funny. I've got two different brands of these. One makes some that are, they just say that they're suggestive. And then the other ones they just say are dirty. So I'll start out with the suggestive ones.
All right.
All right. Eat my shorts. I don't know.
That is Bart Simpson.
Right.
Is there a little trademark?
A lot of these they got from other sources. Horny Toad. I don't know. Is that dirty?
Is that supposed to win me over if somebody called me that?
I don't think that would work.
Are they? If I get a heart from someone, are they implying that they're a horny toad?
I think that's up to your interpretation.
When is the last time you said horny toad?
That's the first time I've ever said it.
Never. I might have said it in second grade.
I've never said it. let's get dangerous.
Stupid.
That's stupid. Blow me down. That's Popeye. Popeye used to say that.
Yeah, you scared me for a minute.
Popeye would say that. Would you do me for a Scooby snack?
How does that fit on the little heart?
They made it fit. I don't know. They're geniuses with this sort of thing. This I command you.
What? What is that, from Jean-Luc Picard?
From Julius Caesar. Now, this one balances that out. The power is yours. These are disappointing.
These are terrible.
Party metal, party rest. I don't know what that means. My Smurf is three apples tall.
That would work for me.
That one's funny.
I don't understand it.
I don't get it either. I have no idea what it means. Well, Smurfs were very diminutive. They were very small beings, but I don't know why you're bringing Smurfs. If you're trying to dazzle somebody with the dirtiness that is a sweetheart, why would you throw Smurfs in the mix?
And in the grand scheme of Smurfs, is a three-apple-tall Smurf tall for a Smurf or small?
I don't know.
Like, are they typically seven apples tall?
I don't know.
But it made us both laugh. I don't understand it.
That's my favorite one, and I don't understand it. And that's the best one. Here's some other ones that are... They consider these to be slightly dangerous, not flat-out dirty. I'll get to the dirty ones next.
Can hardly wait.
Bend over.
That is a crank call that Bart is making to Moe, Sislak.
Right. Moe's Tavern. Yeah, has Ben there? Bend over? Yeah, that's something you'd hear on The Simpsons. Is there a bend over here?
No, but there's a bent over heart.
Right, right.
It's their commercial. They should use it.
Yeah, that should be a great commercial for them. Cute butt.
Thank you. But what does the heart say?
That's not nice.
How is you're that not
to,
nice?
Because you're trying to back me into a corner. Back me
then
into
I
a corner
see.
Is one. That's on the list.
Then I couldn't see your cute butt.
Yeah, true. Now, this isn't suggestive at all. It just says XOXOXO.
That's the traditional.
Is that? Yeah.
Yeah, hugs and kisses. Hugs
Why
and
is
kisses.
That one mixed in with the suggestive ones?
Because I want to give you a hug and kiss, hug and kiss. Is there Amanda hug and kiss?
I'm looking for Amanda hug and kiss. Big gulp. That's a Slurpee size. That's not
right.
Dirty. Why is I'm offended?
You
by
go
that.
One way and it's Slurpee,
right? Right.
Everyone
that's
else.
My
goes,
point
wow,
of reference.
That's dirty.
That's my point of reference. All right. Now the dirty ones may be problematic. I can only do part of these.
Okay, these will be fun to figure out.
Well, this one's easy. Two words. The first one is rim.
Bill.
That's one of the dirty ones.
Sponsored by Just Tires.
Plow me is one of the dirty ones.
Appropriate for winter.
Right. Right. The other is, this one is just a two-digit number. I think you know what it is.
Again, I feel like I'm a naughty teenager.
This is one, it's a product made by Salada. You know what that is, right?
No.
You don't?
Do you know, Jasmine?
No.
No? There's a political party that also has this name. You still don't know?
I don't know.
It has to do with dipping. No, still not?
French onion dip?
Yeah, French onion dip is one of them. That's one of the dirty sweets.
Dean's?
Dean Richards?
No, Dean's French onion dip. It's very good.
Oh, Dean's French onion dip.
I don't know. What's Salada?
Salada makes tea products.
Oh, I know.
All right.
Oh. I'm at
it. Now, all right. Bing, bing, bing. Everybody's in now.
Salada. Why didn't you say Argo?
Oh, I don't know. I've never been in. Oh, I have been in Argo once.
But it's more well known than Salada.
Yeah,
Lipton.
Lipton, Jasmine, is the way to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When we do,
and there's not a political party called that.
The teabag party? You tricked me.
No, it's just a tea party.
What about this one? Wendy, what about this one? This is for the dirty ones. You tell me if you think this is good or not. It just says pull my hair.
No, it should be pull my finger.
That would be better. That would be way better. What about the rest of them? I can't give any part of them away.
You know, it doesn't matter now.
Every part of the, well.
No, don't do it.
Now, who are these for? You can't give these to kids, right?
Is your boss.
For, so you would give this to your boss? I'm not sure that would end well. I'm not sure there's a single one of these you could give to your boss and have him just smile politely.
You'd give it to your significant other just for a joke.
I think this would ruin more relationships than build, don't you?
No.
Really?
It just would be, because, you know, I'm just envisioning your wife or my husband looking at him going, are you kidding me?
My wife would say, oh my, I swear to you, Terry would say this, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? That's exactly what I would get if I handed her one of these. And they come in a roll, right? You would have to give somebody a pack.
There's not a roll. They're a little loose package, aren't they? The little sweethearts.
I seem to remember them being in a roll that you would
untwist.
That was
the Neckos.
No, Necco did
it. You're thinking of Smarties.
Yeah?
I don't recall getting these.
I don't remember ever getting
these
them.
These were in a little bag.
Yeah, I remember the bag, too. But the ones that we had at our school.
Well, you went to a Catholic school.
By the Pope. The Pope would send us our allotment.
What did his say?
I can't. There's no way.
No, don't. I don't
There's
even
no
want
way.
You to.
There's no way. All right, we'll take a break, and then Kim Gordon, or as I like to call her, the voice of reason, will give us the news, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Am I the only one who doesn't know what a Canada Goose jacket is?
That is the most popular outer garment.
It's kind of replaced the North Face, you know,
easily.
In terms of warm.
They're everywhere now.
Good, I can get a deal on a North Face jacket.
Yeah, you probably can.
Canada Goose are really expensive, too.
You know, I went to the Canada Goose store here, and to tell you how popular they are and how concerned they are about smash and grabs,
yeah.
You have to line up outside the store,
yeah.
And they only let four or five people in at a time.
Oh, wow.
And then when somebody goes out, then somebody else can come.
That's
in.
How it works.
That is ridiculous.
Well,
there's some cute coats.
They're great coats.
They're
really
nice.
I have one.
Yeah.
And I have
Very
to say,
warm.
It is the warmest coat that I've ever had.
Let's do a snatch and grab with Kim.
I don't think we should, Wendy. That would upset her. But you paid a high price for it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know
yeah,
it's keeping
expensive.
You warm. I tried one on not having any idea what the cost was, and I liked it. And it was the low end of the scale, which was like $550, $560 or something like that. That's a lot for
a coat.
It's
a lot of money. But I have to say, it is so warm, and they are so durable. Like, I'll have it for 15 years.
What's the secret to their warmth? Actual geese?
Well, it's really
Canada using
Goose.
Geese?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's down, but and they are heavier. You know how, like, a warm North Face is, like, light and puffy
right.
And has that nylon-y?
Right.
This does This does not. It's a thick cloth with the down inside.
Yeah.
Is it heavy?
It is kind of heavy. And it took a while for me to get used to because I had one of those like North Face puffy coats before.
Yeah.
And this is a lot heavier and, you know, not as squishy.
Oh, really?
And so it's a little stiff at first and it takes a while to get used to it, but it really does keep
it. And also, their other secret, there's a little bonfire built inside.
Exactly.
Just a small one, Wendy.
I am coming up with an idea that will look like Canada Goose, but it's not made out of feathers. It's made out of the Canada Goose other stuff that they leave all over the place.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be a good idea?
No.
Because there's a lot of that going around at your malls and cemeteries.
Oh, yes.
Those geese are so messy. I worked at Brookfield Zoo, and they, you know, were just kind of wandering around. They'd come and go as they please.
Yeah.
But you always see them in, like, cemeteries. And play because like golf course.
I was going to say, we have it when we play golf. You have to really be careful because
they're mean.
It's everywhere. Well, they're mean, and you know, you don't want to step in there.
I know.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So, yeah, I'm going to make jackets out of that. They'll be a little cheaper and not quite as warm.
Will they have a nice scent?
No. No. I mentioned free bacon earlier, Wendy.
Yes,
here's
you
what's,
did.
Here's what's going on. McDonald's has a deal going. Do you already know this, Kim?
I did a story on it last night. Yeah.
What do you? I could read the, from theirs, but I'd rather.
Well, so basically,
what do you
on Tuesday they're going to have bacon hour
for one hour
in Chicago. It's 4 to 5.
Yeah,
and they are going to give you 2 pieces of bacon, and you can feel free to put on whatever sandwich you want. But it's a promotion because they're starting to add bacon to their classic sandwiches.
Oh,
so it's just kind of a fun promotion for them to get the word out that bacon is
at McDonald's
4 to 5.
So. Eventually, they're going to put, you can order bacon, I think, on the Quarter Pounder, Big Mac, and on your fries.
Oh.
So.
Really?
Yeah, but Tuesday, 4 to
Wait,
5
how would that
is
work
bacon
on
hour.
Your,
so they'd have to crumble it on your fries.
Is that what it is? Bacon
I guess.
Crumbles?
I heard they're going to start having
cheesy bacon fries.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Big Mac, Bacon Burger, Quarter Pounder, Bacon Burger, and Cheesy Bacon Fries. McDonald's is making bacon dreams come true.
Yeah. But it's funny because I wanted some sound to go behind my story last night, so I started Googling McDonald's commercials.
Yeah.
And in 1995, they had this really funny like bacon commercial that I found that I put under my story. So it's not the first time McDonald's has had bacon.
What was so there was a sandwich they had. Was it called the Baconator or something?
No, that's Wendy's.
Oh, Wendy's did the Baconator?
It was just like they were putting bacon on cheeseburgers.
A double bacon cheeseburger or a McDouble with bacon.
Yeah. Did they announce that it's for a limited time at the time, or did they just say, let's see how it plays out. Maybe it'll go forever.
Yeah, but guys, this is free bacon.
Yeah, this is free. But just for that 1 hour.
Just for the 1 hour.
Right,
just
but still,
you're going to have to pay for it once you get
eventually.
A sandwich. Yeah.
And your heart will pay for it also.
My family is hooked on these jalapeno McChickens. I don't know how they eat it. I have not tried one.
Really spicy?
They have jalapenos on a McChicken, and then there are these crispy jalapenos, I guess, that are super hot. And I don't know what the sauce is on there, but I swear to you, they're only available for a limited time. And when the jalapeno McChickens are back, my boys love these things.
Is it effective when they tell you in the ads that it's for a limited time? Does that subliminally make you go, well, then I better not mess around?
I know people do that, like with the McRib, you know?
For a limited time.
People love that thing.
Yeah. They also have McDonald's. I don't know when they started this, but they have a mushroom Swiss burger now that has on it these little, like, crispy onion pieces.
Like onion rings, kind of.
Yeah, they're breaded.
Dirty onions, kind of.
Yeah.
Love those.
And they do add to the, I mean, it's already a pretty good, I mean, McDonald's is fine. I like McDonald's a lot, but every once in a while they'll do a juiced up version of one of their hamburgers like this. Really good. And I don't know if that one's for a limited time or not. That one might be forever.
Right now, but they used to have the Angus burgers that were honestly awesome.
They were really good.
I mean, that was like the real beef, right? I mean, I think they are going
that way.
They do
that now with the Quarter Pounders.
You know, aren't they going to like
they have a step
free
up
range
menu.
Eggs and like they're trying to get healthier.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
If you're going to McDonald's,
You're not eating healthy.
Yeah.
But they still, that said, and it's true, they still want to have a couple of alternatives for people who are like,
I wish they had a veggie burger, really.
I'm surprised they don't. It doesn't make
sense
that they don't.
Burger King does, and it's not bad.
Yeah.
I've had it.
Yeah. And even White Castle has
veggie burgers.
I'm trying to remember. There's some name that
The Impossible Burger.
Is that what it is?
Have you had the Impossible Burger?
No.
It's really good.
At White Castle?
Well, just in general, the new Impossible Veggie Burgers.
Yeah.
They're veggie burgers, but this is going to sound really gross, but they have beet
but they're
juice.
Alive.
I love beets.
They have beet juice in them, so red comes out like it's like it's a burger. But they are good. I've had them
helps.
On a couple occasions.
That's what the White Castle has. The vegetarian Impossible Slider.
Yeah.
My son Michael tried it.
And
he said he loves burgers, but he just was there and White Castle has so many different things. He likes to try the different things. He said it wasn't bad, but he mentioned the beet juice because he said it really kind
looks
of
like
looked
meat juice.
Yeah.
Oh.
He said it wasn't bad. You know,
so
see, I don't eat meat,
brain.
So I mean, well, it's
you don't
just,
eat meat,
no,
at all, ever,
not red meat,
really,
yeah.
Wow,
I ate fish and chicken.
I thought Wendy was going to kick you out of the studio.
No, I you know what, and I love animals so much that that's why I wouldn't eat meat. I'm not worried about the health reasons, but it just bothers me when I don't like to think about it. I really don't. But man, there's nothing like a steak, and I don't you miss that?
No. I never really.
You
was
never
a big,
liked it,
because
I just. I think it's cool. I just could never do it.
Yeah.
I could limit it, but I just could never go without red meat.
If I didn't live with my husband, I'd be pure vegetarian. But
really,
he's got to have meat.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So, and my kids, you know, I have three sons, so they love a good steak.
And they're cavemen.
Yes, they are.
They're off.
They like to gnaw on the bone and everything. I can't even watch it.
Do you eat chicken?
Yeah, I'll eat chicken.
My husband's gotten very weird about chicken lately. He will only eat like a boneless chicken, a boneless breast.
See, I don't like anything with bones in it. So
that's how he is. When I ask him, like, why are you so picky with chicken? Like, he'd much rather get, when we go to Popeyes, he'd much prefer the chicken tenders as opposed to the chicken.
That's strange.
And I said, why? And he goes, it looks like what it is. I don't like looking at the bones. Yeah. Well, how can he eat ribs?
Right.
That could not look more like
what
it is.
Right, no, that could not look more
but
like
But don't you
ribs.
Think most people, I know this, I do this every day, I trick myself into thinking, whatever food I'm eating, that it never was a cow or a pig or a lamb or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I have to do.
I trick myself into believing it's always been this, like this. It wasn't an animal.
It just wrapped up in the grocery store.
Right.
In the little styrofoam cart.
I do that with every food I eat. I can't think about its prior life.
And when I was growing up, my mom made dinners pretty much almost every night. And back then, it was always like a meat, a starch, a vegetable, and a salad.
Right.
Like every night, that's what we had. So we went through like, you know, little sandwich steaks or, you know, little steaks. It was never enough that my mom
made.
Okay,
now when you had your salad, did you eat your salad first and then your meal? Or did you have
altogether.
Your salad at the same time? See, I grew up always having our salad first
then
we had our meal. And now, you know, even today, if somebody puts the salad on the table with the meal, I have to eat my salad first,
right.
And then I can move on.
Yeah.
I can't do it without moving. I got to do that first.
Yeah. I like having it. I mean, I kind of mix and match. Like, sometimes I'll make salads, and I only use oil and vinegar pretty much, and then I drink the vinegar when I'm done with the salad.
Do you really?
I love
apple
it.
Cider vinegar is supposed to be amazing.
Balsamic is what I like.
Take two shots a day.
You
yeah, that's
that
supposed
with
to
other
be good
dressings.
For me.
Like if you had French onion dressing,
no.
You wouldn't just no.
Take
I just
shot.
Love the vinegar.
Really?
Yeah. I love it. Oil and vinegar and olive oil and balsamic vinegar. Sometimes a little red wine vinegar on there as well.
You're
and
easy to
lemon
shop
juice
for
in
Christmas.
There too. I put lemon juice in there too when I'm doing it.
Oh yeah, that's a good
can't
idea.
Can't go wrong with that. Wendy, it is. We believe it is National Compliment Day. This is very confusing. Jasmine found an article about National Compliment Day, and last year it was on the 24th, a Tuesday.
Oh, is that
but
what it
today
is?
Today is the 24th, so we don't know if it's always held
on.
It
was in 2017, so technically.
Oh, 2 years ago?
It'll be right day today.
So today is National Compliment Day?
Yes.
Yeah, it's January 24th.
Thank you, Jasmine.
You guys
said that
look
eloquently.
Lovely.
You are amazing.
Oh, you,
you're a great producer,
yes.
Jasmine. You have nice hair.
You smell like a daffodil.
All right, that might be borderline.
Is that too much? Here are a few, this according to the Odyssey Online, there's a few compliment suggestions that you can say to people to
you
get the ball
suggestions?
Rolling. Well, wait till you hear what the suggestions are. If you, if every human
is
being
like
on the planet.
Is it like a pickup line?
No, they're not like pickup lines. No. They're just saying that if you're not usually good at throwing out compliments, here's a starter course for you. You have nice hair.
That's all right. I'd like that.
Yeah.
But if somebody says that to you, should it be somebody who knows you? Like if you were in the elevator and somebody was just standing next to you and just turned to you and said, you have nice hair, how would you react to that?
I've done that to people.
Have
people
you?
Have done
me
that
too.
To
and
me.
I've like been on an elevator or been somewhere and say, oh my gosh, you have the best haircut.
Oh.
Yes. Or I love your color. Where do you get your highlights?
Oh. Yeah. Maybe it's a girl thing.
Yeah.
My daughter Reese is amazing in that wherever we go, whoever we're dealing with, she always throws a compliment in. And I've said to her, I go, well, how did you learn that? That's fantastic.
Not from you.
It wasn't from me. And
Carrie.
She just goes, well, I just thought that that guy's shirt was nice or that lady, whatever she had. And I go, well, that's such a great icebreaker. You're just so good at just throwing that in.
But you don't continue talking to them. There have been times, just yesterday I rode up with someone and I liked their boots.
Yeah.
I'm like, those are great boots.
Yeah.
And then I expect them to say, DSW, $50.
Right.
She didn't offer me any kind
What'd
of...
What she say instead?
She just said,
Back
oh,
off.
Thank you so much.
Freak. Leave
but
me
I
alone.
Like, you know, when someone asks me, although this is my problem, and it has been my whole life, it's like, oh, thank you, Marshalls, $29.99. You've witnessed
I've seen
me
you
say
do it
that.
A thousand
like
times.
That too. Oh, my gosh.
Wendy will say which store she got it at, what time she bought it, how much
I
it
do
was,
that too,
what the
then.
Sales tax was.
But if a woman is asking another woman, they're interested in getting it.
Right, exactly. But, you know, the thing about a compliment, too, is it has to sound genuine.
Right.
Or it's really a backhanded compliment.
Yeah. So when I say to a guy, nice head. That's my favorite compliment to a guy. You have a nice head.
Depends who you say it to. I heard you say that to Cochran.
Yeah. He has a big head.
Yes.
He has a very large head.
And he was just happy you said nice head as opposed to nice big head.
Right. He was pleased.
Nice melon.
this one is almost the same compliment as you have nice hair. I really like your clothes or I really like your shoes. Wendy, this is from your playbook.
Yeah, Wendy.
But I don't continue talking to him. In fact, I try to wait till the end of the elevator ride because if you do it too soon, then what do you do?
You got a friend for the whole ride up.
Sometimes you don't want that.
Can't escape it. You have a nice smile. That's a compliment that's an icebreaker. You have a nice smile.
That's a little awkward.
That would be weird. You have a great smile.
Wouldn't
you think they were hitting on
you? The key is being genuine, like Kim said.
That's still weird.
You have to say it with, you know, with some, I've seen a lot of smiles. You, sir, are no jack-o'-lantern. You've got it. All your teeth are in place.
That would be very bizarre.
Saying you have a nice smile, like, to an adult is weird. But if you're talking to a little kid who has a beautiful smile, now that's not weird.
Right.
That's still weird, in my opinion.
Yeah. If you just go up to a kid and say that.
Well, a stranger on the street that came up to you and just said something.
Well, a stranger, but if you know somebody.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
Right.
But if, you know.
You have your introductory compliments and then you have your familiarity compliments.
Right.
Like,
right?
Hey, great shoes. What a super smile you have as well.
Yeah. What if you just threw out a whole bunch of them one after another after another? What broad shoulders you have. Fantastic posture on you. Just keep going.
Why don't you do that since today is National
Compliment
Day?
I'm going to do that to people today. Number four is interesting. None of these are surprising. These are all things that you've probably thought of and even said. You smell really good.
Oh, yeah. People
Everybody
say that.
Everybody say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say really good. I would go, oh, you smell nice.
You smell delicious. I would say that.
That's HR material.
You smell yummy. What would that get you? Slapped, probably, right? Oh, why did you slap me? You slap good. I would say that.
Well.
You're a good slapper.
That's okay.
Slap on. You have such an amazing personality.
I say that to you every day.
But that I think if you say that to somebody, that infers they're not attractive. It's like, you have a
Is
great
that like
personality.
A butter face?
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
You got
true.
A pretty nice personality. How about my looks? Like I said, that personality is working. Going all the way.
All right. First of all, if you get a compliment from someone, you don't try for more. Like if somebody says you have a great personality, you don't say to them, what about my looks?
Yeah.
You
keep
just
it,
take what,
keep
no,
them coming.
You
keep
take
coming,
what you
especially
get.
Especially on National Compliment
National
Day.
Compliment Day. What else do you have? I would just keep doing that.
I don't think this is the butterface thing because, you know, like, what? That's a stupid thing. Kim said it. It just was in my head. But I think it just means like, you know, like sometimes we have clients here and Bill is so funny. If I, at that point, said you really have a way with people or something, that's not saying you're unattractive.
Yeah, I guess not. But if somebody tells you,
guys are all paranoid.
My kids and my husband would always say, like, if they, you know, in his dating days, if somebody said to him, oh, she has a great personality,
that means
your
not,
radar goes up immediately that they're not
good
attractive.
To look at.
Right.
Yeah. Because why would you open with that? Even if they have the best personality in the world.
Right. That means the most. I mean, looks might attract you at first, but you need some personality to back
of
it up, don't
all right.
you?
You're not, we'll go back in time. You're not married. You don't even know Jimmy yet. There's a guy that I know who knows you. He listens to you. He wants to meet you. And you go, tell me something about him. Great personality. What do you tell me how he looks?
I guess I wouldn't. I would figure the personality was above
right.
the other thing.
Yeah. Right.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Right. You have a terrible personality.
Yeah, that's
but
a
boy, are you good
that's
looking.
That's a better compliment. Most, I think most people would rather hear not the horrible personality, but the good looking part would probably be better for most people than personality.
Probably.
Right. Right?
You guys are so catty.
Yes.
Vain.
And callous.
George Callous?
George Hallis.
Oh.
Maybe.
Who's the character? Charlie.
Charlie Callis.
Oh, damn it. I said the wrong.
That guy? You're really pretty / handsome. And that's the way you should say it to somebody.
Yeah.
You're really pretty / handsome.
Well, you cover all your bases.
Yeah. Right. I don't know enough about you to distinguish which you are, but you're either really pretty or handsome.
All
I know
right,
that for a
why
fact.
Why is when a woman or when a man is called handsome, it's a positive thing, but when you say that's a handsome woman, it's a slam?
I have said that about women because I think that's a very good compliment. That's a handsome woman right there.
That means
handsome means attractive.
Yeah,
it's usually equated with guys.
When you use it towards a woman, I think it means like a manly looking.
Do you think
tall
it does?
Woman.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, it's weird. And why do we have two separate words?
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't like the word handsome.
You don't?
No.
Somebody said you overheard.
Do you feel comfortable telling a man he's pretty? No.
You're good. God, you're cute.
You're just good looking, right?
You're cute. You're cute as a button.
You're a look guy.
Cute as a button. That's the ultimate compliment.
Handsome woman.
His buttons are really cute. You've seen buttons,
that's
right?
How we ended yesterday, red buttons.
Oh, yes. Red skeleton.
Why do I keep getting
Wendy
them mixed
doesn't know
up?
The difference between red buttons and red skeleton.
A woman with the kind of refined beauty and attractiveness that requires poise, dignity, and strength of mind and character. Things that often come with age,
yeah.
Not merely sex appeal. That's what a handsome woman is. Usually applied to a woman who's also very well groomed from an upper class background.
Tell me, in your opinion, if I said, you know what celebrity is a, you know who's a really handsome woman? Is that fill in the blank. Who would it be?
Well, according to this, it would be like Grace Kelly.
Grace Kelly was a handsome woman.
Because she was well-groomed.
How about modern day? Give me somebody from today. If People Magazine said 2019's handsomest woman issue, the cover goes to? Tough.
Who's a pretty older woman? Because that's what it's supposed
Helen,
to be.
Helen Mirren.
Yeah, oh, no. Yeah. She is hot.
Hot and handsome.
She's beautiful.
She is just, you know, and I don't even want to say
Emma Thompson.
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
She's not handsome? Great personality.
This phrase is very dated, rarely used in today's English. Those who don't understand the term could almost be insulted by the word handsome being applied to a woman, mistakenly thinking you're saying she's masculine. But that's wrong.
Judi Dench. Handsome woman? No?
In my eyes, that's what I would use that for, but it's incorrect because it's supposed to. Does she have poise?
Yes.
Strength of mind and character, dignity.
Dignity.
Well groomed.
Very much so.
Sex appeal.
Mmm.
See, Helen Mirren, I think, falls into that category.
I do too.
Yeah.
She is a handsome woman. God,
but you would go with hot over handsome for Helen Mirren.
No, I'll say she's a handsome woman.
All right.
She is just.
She's classy.
Yeah. Yep.
And in great shape and beautiful. Mm-hmm.
She can fly.
I bet she could.
She probably could.
And she has a great personality.
Yeah, on top of it. She's the full metal package. is that a phrase?
I don't know.
I don't think that's a phrase. Kim, thank you for hanging out. You've been.
Aren't you glad you did?
You've been.
Yes.
You've been insightful. You've been fantastic. Your hair looks nice.
Thanks for the compliment,
It's
Bill.
Compliment Day. It's National Compliment Day. All right, we'll close things off next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Hey, that sounded like the very personable Bill Leff.
Handsome. personable.
Let's to go, your own
let's go
horn, why don't you?
Horn tootable.
Handsome. That was talking about you.
Oh.
He just called himself handsome.
I think he's handsome.
What? It's not pay yourself a compliment, Dave.
Oh, it's not? I read that wrong. I'm sorry. That's it for today's show.
You have beauty and brawn.
Thanks to...
and brains.
Yeah, everything. Just in short supply, but it's there. Ed Herman. Thanks to Ed Herman, the doctor who loves... or the lawyer who loves cereal. Thanks to Ed Farmer from the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was on today? Dean Richards was on.
Kim Gordon.
And most of all, Wendy, to you.
And to you and yours.
And thank you. Tomorrow's Friday, you guys. I'm not making this up.
But it's going to be a high of like 2 degrees.
Yeah.
Wind chill maybe 30 below in places.
Nothing's perfect. You know, fault in it, and there's fault in our stars. I have nothing else. I'm as empty can be. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.